morning.
So, the federal government finally putting social media companies on notice. Time to expose the trolls. What's your feeling and what's the general feedback you've had in relation to this?
I think this is fantastic. When I first saw the announcement, I was absolutely blown away by it. I think it's a great announcement for just generally Australians. But the reaction, I think, has been overwhelmingly positive. Australians don't want anonymous trolls to be able to defame people, to be able to, you know, make threats against people. And hopefully, even more so, it'll just cut down the amount of abuse that happens online. The government's essentially saying, look, we're worried about this happening, and we want the social media companies need to be responsible for it. They can't pass the buck, because currently they do, and they can. The High Court's even ruled it that they aren't responsible for what people say on their platforms. So the government's saying, look, it's going to be you that's responsible, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And if you want to, you know, absolve yourself of that responsibility, you need to identify the people. So I expect that there'll be big changes. I expect there'll be aggro from the social media companies not wanting to do this. But they'll essentially need to be able to identify their users, not publicly, but in the requirement of the law. If there's a court case going ahead, that's where it's going to come down. It won't stop anonymous accounts. And by the way, if you've got a fun anonymous account where you share memes or silly jokes that you don't want under your own name, totally fine. Just don't break the law. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, no, fair enough too. Were these people always there, Trevor, and just waiting for a vehicle by which they could spread their crap, or has the...
You know, that's a great question. It really is, because you think about it, you know, we all knew there was someone at school that was, you know, less than desirable kind of person to hang around with. They were either a bully or they were just nasty. And those people, I guess, have just had pent-up hatred in their lives, and this is where they express it. I've found the best way of dealing with this is actually to kind of push love upon to those people, you know, turn it on its head and be really overwhelmingly nice to them, and it kind of freaks them out. The other thing to do is just ignore them. But, yes, they exist, and they're not going anywhere, but we need them to be held accountable in the same way they are in the real world.
Yeah. Now, Binge and KO, finally available on LG TV. So I had to read this carefully, actually. I thought it was LGBTI plus.
No, just a good old everyday LG TV. Okay. KO, that's a sports streaming service, has been available on Samsung TVs ever since they launched a couple of years ago. Hisense TVs more recently. And I just think it's weird that it hasn't been available on an LG TV. Finally, they've built the app and it's available now. So, and the good news is, not just new ones. If you've got an LG TV from 2019 onwards, you're going to be able to download the KO app for sport. You watch Bathurst this weekend or Binge for your great streaming shows like Succession and the like, right there on your LG TV. So that's a big win for people that own an LG TV over the last couple of years.
Excellent. Now, finally, big news, EFTM playing Father Christmas.
Why not? You know, it's that time of year. We've all had a rough year. So I got reached out to by LG, actually, completely coincidental in terms of the timing of that other announcement. And they said, do you want to give away a TV for Christmas? So I said, I don't give away just any TV. I want a good TV. So they said, we've got an 86-inch TV, which, by the way, is bigger than my TV, so I'm filthy. An 86-inch TV. It's their QNED, which is their latest technology, mini LED, which means it's really nice blacks and contrast with the colours. But it's 86 inches. It's $8,399 worth of TV. I'm going to give it away next week, so I will get it to you by Christmas, is the hope. And all you got to do is download the EFTM app and enter online at EFTM.com.
Fantastic. Well, you certainly are Father Christmas. I'll come on your knee for an 8 grand TV, I tell you. a firm handshake will be fine. Now, Trevor, thank you so much. That's great news, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you then.